27 members of the European Union have approved Britain's plan to leave the EU, but will the plan pass in Britain itself? That's the first topic we're tackling today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. It's great to see you. The Brexit, the British exit from the European Union, was decided by British voters in the summer of 2016. But if you look at the calendar, you get a sense of how complicated the process is. The European Union is a political and economic partnership of dozens of countries. It was established in 1993. Two major reasons why Britons voted to leave it 23 years later: they wanted their country to set its own rules on issues like immigration and international business and not be governed by those of the broader European Union. British Prime Minister Theresa May has been working with other European leaders to come up with a plan for how Britain will leave the EU. They've done that. Borders, trade, international cooperation are all part of it. But while the European Union has approved Britain's Brexit plan, the United Kingdom's Parliament needs to do that too. And there are multiple critics of the plan inside Britain, including people on both sides of the country's vote to leave the EU. Beyond Europe, U.S. President Donald Trump has also voiced concerns about Britain's ability to trade with America based on how the deal stands now. British Prime Minister May says her country and the U.S. have already started discussions on how that will work. She also says there is not a better deal available for her country. December 11th is the date when Britain's Parliament will have what it calls a meaningful vote on the Brexit deal. Brexit isn't the only thing keeping Britain's Parliament busy. Some of its members are also participating in an investigation concerning Facebook and disinformation, fake or misleading information. Yesterday, lawmakers from the UK and eight other countries attended an event called the International Grand Committee on Disinformation. It was held 3 weeks after a British government report came out that accused Facebook of not doing enough to keep its users' personal information safe. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was invited, but he didn't attend the hearing. Instead, a vice president of public policy for Facebook, who's also a member of Parliament's House of Lords, was asked questions about Facebook concerning security.